Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Third decade, where we're celebrating our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, and that's scaring the heck out of a lot of people. Welcome back to 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, one of my heroes on the planet, ladies and gentlemen. I love what she does. I love how she does it. She makes public policy look good while she's doing it. President of the Galen Institute, galen.org. I encourage you to go there. Check it out. ObamacareWatch.org. Did I say that right?
Obamacare.org. Very good. Thank you.
Watch.org.
And galen.org.
Check those out, folks, and support the work that they do. Okay, Grace Marie, let's talk about the Graham Cassidy bill, which is a partisan bill to return control of health care to the states. Is that right? Is that essentially what it is?
Well, we would love to have Democrats join us in this effort, and it's not designed to be partisan, but it's just that Senator Schumer won't allow the Democrats to vote for anything that Republicans are offering to try to help people's health insurance. Because mm-hmm. if you want to repeal anything about Obamacare, they fight it. So it sort of necessarily
they're not going to help. The Democrats
could only pass with Republican vote
in an election year. Well, the Democrats were never in any year, in no universe, were the Democrats going to help dismantle Obamacare. And definitely not in an election year are the Democrats going to help on immigration. It's not happening.
Well, I think that's unfortunately true, even though that when you listen, when you look at what they have said and what they believe needs to be done, and you sort of take out the names and the partisan affiliation, yep. people are saying the same thing. They say Obamacare isn't working and it's got to yep. be fixed.
Well, what does the Graham Cassidy bill do?
So what does it do? It says that, okay, a lot of money is going out the door to support Obamacare, and it's failing. This law is not working. It is destroying the individual and small group health mm-hmm. insurance markets, and it's causing
and small
premiums to skyrocket.
Small businesses hate it.
The states, yes, and the states know better than the federal government does how to make sure that insurance policies fit the needs of their citizens. But now that Obamacare has made health insurance so expensive, they need more resources to be able to do this. So it does three things. It gives states the money that was otherwise going to support health insurance policies in the exchange market. Those are the individual policies and small business policies. The money that's going to support the Medicaid expansion. These are healthy, able-bodied adults, many of whom had other options for health insurance, that got dumped into Medicaid because of the mm-hmm. option to expand it. And it also gives these states the opportunity to set up high-risk pools. So it gives a block grant of that money to the states. And then they can not only have more flexibility in regulating their health insurance markets, but it also gives them money so that they can set up high-risk pools, they can set up reinsurance plans, whatever they need to do to make sure that the most expensive people in their mm-hmm. markets are being separately subsidized so their costs don't have to cause everybody else's costs to go up so their premiums to go up so high.
And every state can legislate their own state around health and well-being and make different policy decisions that can contribute to the overall well-being of the people in their state rather than throwing up their hands and letting the government take care of it, the federal government.
And it is what the policies that are needed in Manhattan, in Miami,
right.
in Montana, are all
different. Yep.
And that's the reason Obamacare didn't work, because the country's too different.
Right.
We've got to return this to the local level and ultimately to the individual.
Right. So what are the chances of passing?
I think they're very good, because Senator, we've got meetings going on every week to try to really put together the policy in a way.
Is there anything?
Really,
is there anything with the conservatives that they don't like about this? The right wing, hardcore right wing.
Are going to be some, but there are. We're working with people inside and outside Congress. This has to start in the Senate. The House has basically said we went first last time and it didn't work. The Senate rules are so complex, they want the Senate to go first and then bring it over to the House. And I think that that's right. They've said this.
As November 6th, Election Day, gets bigger and bigger in their windshield,
yes,
they're going to start coming to the foot of the cross, I think, on that first one, don't you?
Absolutely right.
Yeah. Hey, Grace Marie, thanks again for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Let's keep talking. Thanks, Tim.
Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, a great America. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.